now, and that message is going out the window.
The election is over with. The election is over with.
No more commercial.
And you have a new vision for America.
New president. President Obama is going to be going out. Donald H. Trump will be sitting in the seat.
The election is over. Whether you like it or not, you got to deal with that.
And the best thing for you to do is to get behind the soon-to-be, 100%.
Because if he fails, you fail. Do you understand that? In other words, your destiny is tied up with his. If he doesn't make it, you don't make it.
I'll tell you what scripture I'm going to use in just a minute, but I wanted to lay this foundation for you because it's important. And don't you know they couldn't wait for Brother Noel to get back to work?
Looking for me, Brother David. I mean, just looking for me.
Anybody seen Noel? Where Noel? Brother Noel, tell us what you think about the new president.
Doesn't matter what I think about the new president. I'm going to support him 150%. Anything he needs, I'll do it. That's a blessing. Can you say the same? If ever there's a new king that takes over a kingdom, the children of Israel had a problem with some of the kings that came along in days of old. But God required the children of Israel to support that king 100%, regardless if you liked his robe or the rest of his family. I said all that to say, the will of God doesn't look good all the time.
Samson, Pastor Van, had a crush on a little girl. Samson was a Hebrew from a family of slaves. But he fell in love with this Philistine woman. And the Philistines and the Hebrews did not get along.
Samson went to his parents and said,
I'm in love with this woman and I want y'all to go and tell her. Whoa, son, this is parents now. Out of all the women in the kingdom, you want to fall in love with someone from a different race?
Different culture. She don't smell like us. She don't look like us.
All the women in the world, and you want to fall in love with this Philistine? The people who oppress us. Yes, I love her. I got to have her. And this is what the Word of God says.
And the parents knew not that it was God.
There are some relationships that God will put together that will not work, and it is his will. Did you hear what I just said?
When you think about the will of God, you think, well, this relationship has got to be perfect. We will never fight. We will never argue. We will never divorce. God called Samson to the Philistine woman, and the relationship didn't work.
You may disagree the direction this country has taken in the last 8 years. You may disagree now, but it doesn't matter. It is the will of God. And if you don't get with it,
brother, you're going to be out. Somebody says, Brother Noel, I'm packing my suitcase. Really, man, where you going?
We going to Nairobi.
Nairobi for what?
Well, you know Trump. I'm, all right. See you.
Going over the arm flies, man.
We ain't got no good running water. Now, bro, you better stay in Myrtle Beach somewhere.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't going.
Mm-mm. Okay. Jonah. The Lord says, I want you to go to this land,
and you all will see what I'm where I'm going with this in a minute. I want you to go over there and I want you to go preach. Jonah says, no, no, Lord, I
can't do that. And he takes off running and he gets on this ship, this cruise line. And the waves start rocking a little bit, like a hurricane coming through. And the fellas on the boat says, something's wrong, man. Somebody's seen it. This ain't right. And Jonah comes up and says, okay, it's me. And I tell you what you do. If you just throw me overboard, the storm will stop.
They ain't praying. They ain't fast. They ain't spoken tongues. They got Jonah, pick him up, and threw him overboard.
And the storm stopped. In the water was a whale,
with his mouth open, and swallowed Jonah.
And there he stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. A shadow of what was to come with Jesus, for it was Jesus that stayed in the earth 3 days and three nights. All of that, and that was the will of God. All right, you still don't believe me? What about Paul and Silas in the book of Acts? They whipped Paul badly. They beat him badly. Not like Jesus, but they whipped up on that boy, him and Silas. All the hell he went through, shipwrecked. And it was the will of God. Now look at your own life. Doesn't look real pretty, does it? But it is the will of God.
The election is over with. And I always say it, if my family had to vote for me for another 4 years as husband and father, would they vote for me, Father David?
Because you know, you got some good slick willies who will talk real good to my wife.
Yeah, you know you're pretty.
You know, the voice get beat. He running against me.
I say that, Pastor Van, in a joking way, I promise. You know y'all got some fellas out there that talk to her.
Come on, y'all. We in church, I know, but be honest. He will run against me and say all the good things. Here's the thing. Would I win a vote and my children's vote still for another 4 years?
We are so concerned about what happens in politics that we lose our families.
I'm more concerned about whether she will vote for me and my children will vote for me.
Here's the deal. The will of God is set. You may disagree with it, but you better get with it. How you gonna tell God what he can and can't do? You the clay, he's the potter.
The king's heart is in the hand of God. Can't pass no laws without God having looked over things.
Well, Brother Noel, they legislate sin. They do this, they do that. Oh, hush. God created this. Where were you when he created heaven and earth?
Where are you when those who stand at a gate looking to get into heaven and God himself says, come ye blessed of my Father. Where were you when he did that?
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Where were you when God said that?
Oh, politics means nothing to God if his purpose is not accomplished. Has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with God's purpose in the earth.
People still look to America for its strength and core.
They still look to us for advice on spiritual things as well as physical things.
And you're so caught up into the person that you miss the big picture. It is God that sets his purpose into motion. Will you be a part of that purpose? Can you still say Jesus lives?
You forgive me if I feel this thing this morning like I do. Because I hear all the dumb talk people say. Ignorance is alive and well, and I hate ignorance.
Well, Brother Noel, I didn't know it. Pick up a book. numbnut. Brother Noel, I don't know how to read. Go back to school. Ignorance is no excuse in the kingdom of God. God will put up with your foolishness. Your other people may feel sorry for you, but God doesn't. I remember I wanted to start feeling sorry for myself a few years back, and oh Lord, and I don't have this yet. And the Lord, boy, hush. If you want to cry and whine, go do it to somebody else, not me. Jesus got whipped like a dog and still got up and died for me. I have no excuse. No excuse. So this country is going somewhere. That's all I came to tell you this morning about the will of God. God has not stopped working.
Amen.
I don't care who's sitting in the chair.
Amen.
Man or woman. God will, listen, I'm going to say this, and I promise I'm going to sit down. I'm going to say this, and I promise I'm going to sit down, Pastor Brad. I promise. Noah, after he built the ark, having done all that God said do, got the animals in there, got his family in there, and here's what the Bible says, and God shut the door. Not his family. Not Noah's church. Not his political affiliation. The Bible says, and it was God that shut the door. Which means no man could open it. There are doors that are shut. That God has closed in your life, and you got your little raggedy screwdriver trying to go around it and pick it. You old Pastor Van, you need to pray for me about this door that's closed. That door will remain closed until God sees fit for it to be open. I know what I'm talking about closed doors. Stop praying for the closed doors. In due season, God himself will wave his hand over the lock and it'll open. And everything you have on the inside will have to walk on the outside, baby, on dry land. Okay, that's another shot. It is the will of God for it to be this way. The sooner you accept the will of God, the better off you will be.
Amen.
You don't like me because I'm black? I don't like you because you're white? You got too much money, Brother Jimmy. I don't like you. And God says, man, please. If I want to work this thing like I want to work it, every dime you got, you have to give to the poor. Every dime I have, I'll have to give it. It's all in the purpose and the will of God. And once God gets finished doing what it is he does, you'll look back and say, thank you, Lord. I had a problem with your will at first, but oh, when I look back over my life,
amen,
I see the goodness. I see his goodness. I can taste and see God is good. Money can't buy that, brother. Oh, you can fast all you want to. Fasting won't do this for you. You have to have a made up mind that you want to do it God's way. So when my wife steps into the booth and she sees my name, Noel, with whoever running against me, she'll remember things ain't always been good. But I know he loved me in the good times and the bad. Whether we got a lot or got little, he is faithful to me. She would much rather have me anyway than the raggedy thing. Out there. He can't compete with me, baby.
Nobody can't compete with me. I put it down. My name Noel.
Did y'all get anything out of that? Listen.
That's all
I wanted to tell you this morning. Just go and accept things. It's the will of God. Go on with your life. Do what it is you've been doing. Father, thank you so much for your word. I thank you, Lord, because you're so sweet with it. Help us to understand, Lord, it's your will. It's your way. Not man's, but yours. And Lord, your purpose will be accomplished. We love you for it, Lord. I pray that we have a good week. Bless our week, Lord. Talk with us all the week long, Father, and we'll come back, give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.